Ladies and gentlemen, the World Wide Web proudly presents... Recorded live in Chicagoland, USA.
Still recording. You got your burp for a stinger.
A new episode of the podcast, Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport. With your hosts, Luke Ski and Carrie Dalby.
Hi, this is Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport.
Lawrence Avenue.
Oh, you got me. How did you know?
Because you're not Luke and Carrie. I'm Carrie, and that's Luke over there.
And I'm just a major thoroughfare.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport, episode number 38. Today is April 3rd, 2011.
And for reasons that we won't get into too in-depth, other than to say Carrie's a very busy person, she requested you record on Sunday afternoon, and I'm like, well, as long as we're recording on Sunday afternoon, why don't we go somewhere fun and do it, like when we went to Great America.
She wanted a destination of destiny.
Yes. So we came to Dave & Buster's, and joining us in the episode are, starting over there,
Lawrence Avenue.
No.
Mr. Carey.
And also known as Josh.
Yes.
And this is Ken, so you're not going to have to call me today, right?
Right.
Yes. Mr. Tuesday over here. Hi. Jared Perez.
Yes.
And Sarah. I got roped into this.
The best
sounds
laugh.
So enthusiastic.
So we are currently waiting for our food, so our appetizers will probably arrive while we're recording this.
Yes.
So let's get on with the outline here. What's new in your life, Carrie?
Well, let's see, other than things that are already on the outline.
Yeah.
We went to see Paul. Do we want to talk about Paul later?
Who here has not seen Paul? The two of you?
We'll have to make them go away. We'll talk about it later in the game room.
Yeah.
We can make them go away.
Okay.
So Paul was awesome. I also watched... Have we recorded since Arizona? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So I probably didn't mention Fanboys, though.
Yeah,
me and Ken watched a movie called Fanboys, which is similar to Paul in many ways, and also a good movie. Not as good as Paul, but it's still pretty interesting.
That movie has a long and interesting history of how it got made.
Yeah.
I know at one point the movie studio that was putting it out said they wanted to go back and re-edit the film so that the whole plot line about the one kid having cancer was removed.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Which takes the entire heart out of the movie.
Yeah, but it was so contrived. It was just like, you know, okay, this is the reason for them to do this,
yeah.
And blah, you know, and I would have liked it better without that. But that was in the original script?
No. That was part of the script from the beginning, and the studio was like, oh, take out the part where the kid, or the one person has cancer.
Yeah.
And that's, you know... I don't know. To me, it seems to make sense more and have a little bit more emotion to it as to the significance.
He never even said what kind of cancer he has. He just has cancer. It's like, you know.
It's like in Rocky Balboa with that woman cancer. If you don't know what he had, he's had woman cancer.
Anyway, so we'll agree to disagree on that. And
the only other slight point of contention with the film I have was the way they portrayed Star Trek nerds as being like... You know,
I don't want to give spoilers, but actually, I think me and Ken really enjoyed that part of the film.
Yeah, I'll say, it was funny.
Yes.
It was definitely funny, but I kind of felt like it was a bit like the pot calling the kettle black, you know, kind of situation.
Well, it totally is.
But
I think that's obvious,
yes.
though.
Yeah, but how it worked into the plot in other ways, you know, results in epic win hilarity.
Yeah.
So yeah,
they're trying to make both parts look bad.
Yeah. And and if you haven't noticed, the fan video that was made for my song Fanboy has clips from the movie Fanboys in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that. So.
And I saw,
I didn't notice that,
but I'll have to listen for that. Tangled, I finally saw last night, which was good, although I didn't like the way they made the princess, you know, so skinny that she could not physically exist in real life.
That's most Disney princesses.
Right. You know, I kind of wish they would kind of grow out of that. At least her mother wasn't so skinny that she couldn't exist in real life. Like, she was the only character that couldn't physically exist. But,
I don't know. I haven't given that an intense amount of thought, but, you know, how old is that character supposed to be?
No, she 18? Could not physically exist. Trust me. Trust me. I know lots of skinny teenagers, and they're not that skinny. She's like, you know, this, you know, as Carrie does a physical demonstration for an audio medium.
Could Flynn Rider physically exist?
I hope so.
Sarah has a crush
you
on a cartoon
my
character.
The fact that he's voiced by Zachary Levi
doesn't
of Chuck. Got a dream.
Well, could Maximus
got a dream.
Exist?
We should ask what other cartoon crushes people at the table have.
Oh, yes. From our past episode, Carrie and I
discussed you think about that
cartoon
for a
characters
sec.
That we had crushes on in the past.
So Fett, it's really kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, not in this post-Avatar age, it isn't. Yeah.
She's quite a tart.
She-Ra.
Ooh, She-Ra.
Good
She-Ra.
One.
Yeah.
Good one. Red Skull.
So wait, who's hotter, She-Ra or Adora?
Wait, which one is...
Same character with a freaking crown on!
Oh, this is the second
He-Man,
one, the
same guy with a tan.
Sorceress?
The Sorceress is...
Well, yeah, the Sorceress is from He-Man.
Oh.
The Sorceress would be a MILF at this point.
Okay.
Anyway.
Several centuries old.
You got any?
Yeah.
Huh? You got no cartoon crushes ever?
I don't think he wants to admit it. Minnie Mouse,
well,
right?
Well, I'm not that old.
Anyways,
Betty Boop.
you got anything?
Jessica Rabbit.
Ooh, yeah, there
no,
we go.
No, I'd say if I was young. If I was younger.
Not really.
I'm just, that's...
Okay. Whatever.
It,
I mean, when I was
cartoon,
a teenager,
okay.
There were,
right.
You know, all the teen idols,
you know,
like...
Yeah.
You know, Michael J. Fox and stuff like that.
Anyway, so then after I saw Tangled, then I came to Dave & Buster's, which is a restaurant/gaming complex, all indoor, which is the way we like it in Chicago.
It's Chuck E. Cheese for grown-ups.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese for grown-ups.
You think they'd have better prizes. But,
And I should just mention, like, I'm doing a musical right now with Northeastern Illinois University. We're doing The Secret Garden by, can't remember the chick's name that does the music, but it's based on the book Secret Garden by, can't remember the chick's name that wrote the book. But, you know, it's a really melancholy thing. But anyways, like, that's taking over my life for the next 2 weeks.
It's a woman book.
I've seen the movie.
That's the thing to take over my life right now. Like, you know, I barely am gonna have time to do anything else other than go to work.
Jimmy Neutron's mom. Yeah, that would be this close.
There you go.
Jimmy Neutron's mom.
I can't.
Okay,
think
we finally
name.
Have one.
I couldn't think. I couldn't think of what I could say on the air.
Elastic Girl. Yeah.
Gary, I have written a plot. I have written a Phineas and Ferb porn script plot in my head.
It's not so
what
much,
you doing?
It's not so much you can't say it on the air. It's so much you can't say it with a kid like literally 4 feet away from you.
Yeah, exactly. It might come across the wrong way.
Yeah.
We do have an explicit tag on our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't want to get kicked out of Dave & Buster's.
We don't want that
was for discussing our fanfic. Speaking of fanfic, well, I'll get to that later. There's a reference to fanfic in one of the songs we're going to play. Anyway, so what's up and up with me? Sarah and I got our taxes done, which is an amazing feat. And,
I Sarah nodded.
Well, now we know how to do them, because Luke has just kind of dropped them off every year, and magically they're done.
Yeah,
and
you couldn't afford to do that this year.
Like, here's the main... Yeah, no, giving the people here at the table. Like, here's my wallet, and in this one pocket, here's all these receipts that I've been gathering for the past whatever few weeks.
It's like at least 20 receipts.
Yeah. So basically, once this gets to be more receipts than I like to have in here at once, I pull them out. Here's what I have been doing the past few years. I pull them out, I put them in a Ziploc bag, and then I write the month and, you know, and year on the bag, and then I put them in a box.
Yeah.
So
this lovely woman that's been doing his taxes for free because she's a family friend has been had to go through all of these receipts.
Oh my god.
All of this time. And
like every receipt you ever get.
And figure out what he can deduct and what he can't.
So, you know, here's KFC, 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 art supplies, Chipotle, 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 Chipotle. Chipotle.
You don't know how right you are.
I can imagine.
Oh, my
God.
Can you just Chipotle?
No.
If it's out of town.
If it's out of town.
All the food that I get out of town, I can, yeah.
Okay. That's good to remember.
So anyway, and as she explained to Sarah, it used to be even worse because I used to not supply her with anything, and she used to have to kind of figure it out on her own. And she's like, look, just start saving all your receipts and give them to me, and I'll figure it out. So that's the way it's been the past 2-3 years at least.
Yeah.
So now that it's like we've gotten to that point where I'm trained enough to do that, and Sarah came along, and she explained to Sarah, well, here are the things that count, and here are the things that don't count. Now Sarah and I, she bought me one of those little accordion file things,
yeah,
so that we can, you know, whenever I get these little batches, we can go through, keep the ones that matter, and discard the ones that don't matter, so that...
And not make that woman's life a living hell
exactly.
Every year.
Exactly.
So,
you know, but the overall general thing about taxes is that it has always given me this feeling like, you know, even though I'm not doing anything, you know, I'm not, you know... major corporate corruption level crime here. It's just me trying to figure out, you know, how much money I make every year, how much taxes do I have to pay, blah, blah, blah. And yet I always get these intense, anxious feelings like I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Like I'm waiting to see the principal, or I got in trouble with my mom.
As
just
an ex-shoplifter, it took me a long time to get out of that feeling, and it's still sometimes there. You know, it just, like, kind of waned off over the years.
So it's like I always procrastinate on getting the taxes done because it always gives me this panicky, anxious feeling that I don't like.
Yeah.
At age 37, I haven't figured out how to shake it. It's just some stupid
bullcrap
thing.
Well, you're not a real adult.
Thing. I know.
Then again, neither am I.
Yeah. We've discussed this before.
But,
anyway.
Of course, I get a refund.
Yeah.
Because of all the stuff I can take off and that I pay into taxes and everything. So I'm like, come on, let's get our taxes done. I want the money.
Yeah.
All right. I love the food.
Yeah, food, yeah.
All right, so what are we playing?
Well, I'll briefly say, taxes. Went to MidSouthCon. MidSouthCon was nifty.
That's the unloaded?
Yes. I may or may not edit this, depending on how lazy I am.
Okay, cool.
It's like the Nerdist podcast where you keep hearing things.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'll edit this out later, and you keep hearing
There's
you say that.
There's a bowl of beef with white stuff on it.
The white stuff is just salt.
Okay.
Wow. As far as what's going to be, because I'm not going to be, well, okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. See, that turns out to be a lie. I am
going to try this.
You have to, like, put it in your mouth like this.
All right.
Why?
That's how you don't eat the shell. You just eat.
You don't eat the shell?
No. Trust me. Don't eat it.
Okay, so I went to MidSouthCon. That was interesting. I was the Toastmaster.
It's a little extra salty.
I already kind of touched base about this on the Funk podcast, but, you know, drove out there in a Volkswagen Bug that was rental. Hung out with Balder, Party Rob, hung out with Steve Goody, Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
It's a little over-sheltered.
And it was nifty. Spent this past week recording a couple of songs for a nifty album that'll be coming out in the future. Not a Lukeski album.
yeah. Great
and,
title.
Devo Spice put out his album this week, and it climbed up to number 28 on the hip-hop charts on iTunes, so congratulations to Devo Spice on that.
Only it could have gotten to number 27.
I know. And I listened to it the other day. It's a great album. The new tracks are completely friggin' awesome and hilarious, so
definitely.
If you haven't done so already, please go to iTunes and pick up the album Gnome Sane by Devo Spice.
Yeah, let's keep it on the charts.
Yeah.
It still is on the charts.
It is.
Yep.
But it's almost falling off, so if you haven't bought it on iTunes, go buy it.
And I've begun to formulate my game plan for finishing up my new album, which comes out in 4 months. Don't have a title for it yet. I have a few ideas narrowed down. I want to make about 32 minutes of new material is my goal. Well, that's kind of my, that's my goal. or something to that effect. Anyway, I've picked like 4 to 8 songs I definitely want to try to get done for this album. Of those 8, 4 of them are parodies, and
I've already sent some tracks to people to see if I can get music figured out so that I can have a game plan. I want to get one of the songs out next month after PenguinCon for the Fump. And then after that, the next song I do for the Fump would be when the album comes out in August. So.
And I officially am not going to PenguinCon. I emailed Jay Kitty, but I didn't make a formal announcement anywhere else.
And it looks like Shoebox isn't going to PenguinCon either now, it looks like. So yeah. that's a bummer.
I don't think I am either.
Shoebox can't make it?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I heard from somebody
that... He just said like he had limited vacation time available at work and stuff like that.
So, anyway.
Which is a big part of the reason why we're not going.
Okay, so... Since I have a bunch of songs that are all, for the most part, pretty short, I'm going to do a double songs episode. So the next two tracks are, one is by The State, and the other is by Lonely Island, and coincidentally, they are both track one from each of the respective albums they come from. The State's album is called Comedy for Gracious Living, which is a, you know, a hit-and-miss sketch comedy album. There's some funny stuff on there, there's some stuff that's totally not funny, but, you know, if you like The State, you'll probably like this album. The other one is the forthcoming album by the Lonely Island, which is called Turtleneck and Chain, and it is called We're Back, and it got premiered on Jimmy Fallon's show the other night, the censored way. We'll be playing it the uncensored way. So that's that, and then we put a thing here that's like a break.
The album will now begin with Barbershop Tourette's.
By the light of the silvery moon, I'm gonna whoop, fuck, cock, sucker, cut, fuck, whoop. I'm gonna spoon with my honey, I'll croon love's cunt.
Whoop, fuck, that's hey, cunt, shit, hey, suck, 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 hey, suck, hey, suck, hey, suck, hey, suck, hey, shit, fuck, I'll get shit on your face. I'll shit on your face. I'll shit on your face.
Hey yo, New Lonely Island, 2011, let's get him, kids.
Hey yo, my dick don't work, that shit is soft as a pillow. My girlie looking at me like you for real, dude.
Hey yo, hold up, we gotta come harder than that. Yo, tell him, Andy,
I think there might be something wrong with my dick. It's like a melted stick of butter, so soft that it can't feel the rubber.
Yo, come on, man, this is Lonely Island, people are counting on us. I gotta run all these motherfuckers myself. And yo, I think I broke my dick in the sink. It's so small and ugly, all smashing flat like it was playing rugby. Hold up, this is serious. Keep letting
yo,
know.
Yo, for real though, I suffer from stinky dick. Every time I take a piss, it smells just like shit.
Haha, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Andy, show him how it's done.
My dick looks like the fat that you cut off a steak. Smashed in like my balls went and stepped on a rake.
Lonely Island, Grammy nominated. Yeah, hit him again.
Yo, straight out the box. With my soggy little shrimp, I was an 8-year-old girl before the doctor found my dick.
We make too much money for this shit. Murder music.
I hit the bed cause my dick played a prank on my butt.
Hit a
straight grip when I slept and stuck a laxative on.
Suppository music, what y'all know about incontinence?
I got hepatitis C from a horse, but no confusion,
yeah.
It wasn't from the sex, it was the blood transfusion.
What? Motherfucker got horse blood, what y'all got?
I write freaky fan fiction where cartoons fuck. Got CGI Garfield licking Marmaduke's nuts.
Woo! I would like to see that. This is that Garfield sex music. Now y'all just showing off.
I got a friend named Reggie who lives down at the dump.
Oh,
every other week I swing by and bring him some lunch.
Oh, now that just sounds nice. I'ma call it right there. Game over, motherfuckers. Lonely Island, we started this fake rap shit. The world needs us.
Next thing on the thing, Carrie's going to talk about Foursquare and popsicle jokes.
Oh, okay. Well, let me get the popsicle.
And that will allow me
out
to eat. So, Carrie.
Yes.
I understand there's these things called Foursquare and popsicle jokes. Why don't you talk about them?
Well, I'm a little late to the boat on Foursquare. If you don't know, Foursquare is a social networking media thing where...
Cyber-stalking.
Yeah, where you use your smartphone, preferably, to check in at different locations, and you get, like, get to be the mayor of locations if you're there often enough and you oust other people for mayor or they oust you for mayor and you get nifty badges. So it's kind of like, to me, I'll enjoy it when I travel and I'm checking into nifty places, but to me it's more like a way to cope. It's like a coping method for mundane suburban life. It's like, I'm at Costco, and now I'm at Starbucks, and now I'm at Jewel, and now I'm at Costco again, and now I'm at Walmart, you know. And instead of it seeming like drudgery, you know, it's like a game. So I've really been enjoying it. I wish more of my friends were on there, because even some of my friends that are on there don't seem to be using it. And I've been wanting to try it for a while, but Josh didn't want me to because he doesn't want me to get on pleaserobme.com or any of the other similar things. But I don't check in at home at all. I did not make my home a location on Foursquare.
Is pleaserobme.com a real thing?
Yes. They were like mining for Foursquare data, but like they stopped doing that. But then something else came along and took its place. Do you remember what that was, Josh?
No, but it's just basically anything like that. Anybody can scrape that information. So.
Yeah, and I don't have my last name on there, but if you guys, let me know if you guys, any of you listeners want to be my Foursquare friend, because I don't have very many because there's not a lot of users. But I find it very enjoyable. And then I was all like, I wish there was a Foursquare for chores. And then Beth Kinderman introduced me to chorewars.com. So I'm doing that for trying to make chores more interesting. It's like a little, what kind of game would it be like?
Like an RPG.
Like an RPG. So,
it even has the Dungeons & Dragons style statistics on there.
And artwork and stuff. So, in other news, you're going to have to stop eating soon, because we're going to do a little performance art here. Josh and I have been improving the happiness of our lives with a thing called popsicle jokes. And this is something that comes on the sugar-full brand of popsicles. Not the sugar-free brands that I get for myself, but just the sugared ones that we get for Josh. They all have jokes on the sticks, so once you're done eating the popsicle, there's a joke. And they're really awesome jokes. And me and Josh will perform our usual shtick for you, possibly not as loud or as dramatic as it would normally be because we're in public.
What the hell?
So.
Carrie, I've got a popsicle joke just for you.
Really?
Really.
Awesome!
What was the golf club's favorite music? What was the golf club's favorite music? What was the golf club's favorite music?
I don't know. What was the golf club's favorite music?
Swing!
And Josh attempts to slit his wrists.
Yeah.
What a butter knife.
Oh, it's serrated. It'll do the job.
Guess what, Josh? I have a popsicle joke just for you.
Awesome. Kill me now.
What is a golfer's favorite sandwich? What is a golfer's favorite sandwich? What is a golfer's favorite sandwich?
What is a golfer's favorite sandwich?
A club!
You're so not doing that.
So whoever's, got the 50-year-old joke book, is up to the G section apparently.
Apparently
golf
so.
Jokes. We didn't know what was going to be on the sticks. I made Josh eat these popsicles before we left. And
so it was just as surprising and disappointing for us as it was for you, the home listener.
I was going to guess a sand wedge.
I was actually going to shout something, but I didn't want to spoil the joke.
Thank you.
I've heard both of them before, obviously.
Kudos to you, Ken.
Well.
So this is something that we're increasing the occurrence of in our lives just because, kind of like the whatever Zen laughter thing that Mishki used to go on and on about. It's kind of like, we end up laughing even though it's not funny, and then laughing makes us happier.
It's so. Cheaper than the drinking problem, basically.
Yes. So what did you have on the outline coming up next? As Luke has food in his mouth.
Well, there's a...
Is Suburban Life that bad?
No.
I mean, we have to try harder when you live in the suburbs.
I mean, our car doesn't get urinated on at night, as far as we know. And, you know, we do kind of miss the sounds of late-night gunfire and people screaming in the alleyways that you get living in the city.
Josh doesn't miss the city. I do, but I'm coping. It's not as bad as it was.
If I was a really good friend, I'd help Carrie get to sleep at night by going over to their place after they've gone to bed, standing outside the window and going,
the Lucaracha horn. I heard that every night for, you know, the almost 8 years that I lived in that apartment. The La Cucaracha horn.
Now, did you actually ever see the vehicle, though?
Once, but it was some sort of
food
truck.
It would be weird if it was a bird, that was like some bird that lived in the neighborhood.
It was some sort of
Mexican
food truck. Or
just some guy wandering around.
Somebody trained their parrot.
Help yourself, although they aren't points free.
I think our main courses have arrived.
Oh, I mean, so you know. All right,
well,
so we must have
it. With Jupiter fries.
Well, why are they points free? They're beans.
They're not. Remember, it's all fruits and most vegetables, but not all vegetables.
What was that?
Burger fries on the side.
Oh, that's mine.
That's her.
Thank you.
Philly's over here. No mushrooms, I hope. Perfect. Thank you.
It's not a huge quantity of fries.
Thank you.
It's not like someplace where they give you like nine
Five Guys
pounds.
Burgers. Oh my goodness, you get so many fries, it's crazy.
That was many
Thank
fries
you.
We had that one place we went to and saw NPR.
Hotter salsa?
Are you going to pause it at some point?
I don't have any, like, probably
not.
That salsa, and then,
please not bring the meal for
you.
You're making more work for yourself for later.
I don't have my food yet, and it's the part where I was going to talk, so we can keep going for the moment.
Okay.
I wrote down...
Scoot and cereal, mac and cheese. Very hot. Just came out of the oven.
Awesome.
It's too hot to eat, so you can keep talking.
Yay! The note I wrote down was procrastination versus motivation.
Procrastination wins.
Every time.
Fatality. basically, I have this weird things with myself when it comes to working on projects. Sometimes it's simple where I have a project I want and need to work on. And I have the time, and I work on it, and it gets done, and everything's normal. However, there's sometimes these weird cycles where there's multiple things I need to be working on, or you know, it's kind of a rotation. I get one, you know, there's kind of four different things on the table. I get one done, and then a different one comes on to take its place, so I'm back to four things again. But I never seem to be, whatever the thing that I should be working on the most, that should be the top priority, is never the thing that I get motivated to work on.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of
the
strange thing where it's like, even if it's something I really want to work on, it's like, I should be working on this, but it's like this weird procrastination reflex makes me work on number two or three on the list instead. So, you know, I get focused on that, and then that thing gets done, but then the main important thing still, you know, isn't done yet.
I was going to do the same thing.
He laughed because I made a face on my garden burger with two pickles, a piece of purple onion, and a piece of tomato.
Which I think needs to be the picture on the show.
Quite possibly.
I was going to say that.
Oh, We're going to improve it with some edamame.
Yes.
Monobrow.
Here, kind of move that other stuff away from it on the plate a little bit, if you can. Or move it over so that it's by itself. You're listening to the creation of art here, people.
Art by Carrie.
You're in your 30s and you're playing with your food. What the heck is wrong?
If you want your food art, go to artbycarrie.com.
Are you going to put the edamame back on there?
Yeah, hang on.
I'm not making another damn website.
I like it better this way.
It's like the sequel to Happy Ranch. Yay!
It's way too happy.
Yeah, you should eat it.
But these
so
don't stay on like
that's
this.
That's true. Well, when you start taking some bites out of them, you won't be smiling so much.
Okay. So anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to make a general comment on that whole phenomenon. And also just...
I just kind of procrastinate, period. It's not like I'm working on a less important project. It's like I'm working on a video game or a, you know, surfing the web.
Yes. For me, it's like I have these weird bursts of motivation where I'll be in this mode where I don't want to work on stuff, I don't want to work on stuff, I don't want to work on stuff. So I'm either watching TiVo or, you know, hell, I'll do housework to avoid the thing I'm supposed to be working on for reals.
Wow.
You know.
It's rare.
Yeah. Sarah will come home.
Exceedingly rare.
Sarah will come home, I'm in the kitchen, you're doing the dishes. Why? Because I'm trying to avoid this other thing for some reason. Even though it's a thing I want to work on, my brain can't get into that mode. But every so often, I'll shift into motivation mode and I become motivation man. And that's, you know, where I just get it locked in my head like I'm going to continue working on this thing until it's either finished or it's as far finished as it can get with the current whatever at my disposal. Mm-hmm. And that has its own risks and dangers because that sometimes leads to, oh, it's 2:30 in the morning and I haven't eaten anything today because I've been working since I got rolled out of bed and started working on this stuff.
You don't really do that anymore, do
I
you?
Have in the past.
I know you have, but you really don't do it anymore,
Now, now that I live with someone who comes home at 6 and says, did you eat anything today? And I'll be like, oh yeah, eating, that's the thing I forgot to do. But I honestly used to be that way.
And we know you ate while she was gone, too. Because you went through the whole system of how you kept track of what you ate while she was gone.
Yeah, and that was part of the reason I made that list, because I knew I had projects I wanted to work on, but I wanted to make sure I didn't forget to eat. So I made that. I made my own menu board of what's in the house to eat. So it helped. Anyway, I guess that I didn't have anything lofty or witty to say about it, but it seemed like a bullet point note, and I knew we were short on content for this episode. Unless, does anybody else have anything to throw in at this juncture?
Too busy stuffing vast quantities of food.
We'll talk about procrastination later.
Yes.
There was actually a study done recently on that, and it had something to do with, like, they gave people the choice of, like, 3 Netflix movies, but you had to watch, if you had to watch them in... within 2 weeks or 2 days, they would choose different movies. Like, some of them were like, oh, I want to see Schindler's List. I've never seen that. And, you know, since it's on the list, I may as well pick it. And then they gave them 2 weeks to watch, and it was always the last movie they watched. Because the other movies they picked were more fun and, like, easier watching or something.
And not Schindler's List.
Yeah. And not Schindler's List, but...
Oh, don't be...
The study's on the internet, but it was an interesting study in procrastination.
It took me four weeks to post my chart on to perform with you at MarsCon. And in that meantime, I actually made 3 other posts and some other things.
I keep forgetting the name of your Not-So-Normal World?
Yeah.
Not-Normal World.
Not-Normal World at blogspot.com, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So go to not-normal-world.blogspot.com to see Ken's chart.
Yeah.
So... anyway,
you're early.
Time for another song break. So I'm going to play 2. These both have to do with Rebecca Black song Friday. The first is
Carrie is covered in ketchup.
Oh, no.
The shade of pink Carrie is wearing is light ketchup
shade. So Rebecca Black's Friday. The first one is Conan O'Brien's style parody called Thursday, and the second one is the Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Taylor Hicks, and the Roots cover version of Friday that they did this past Friday night as a way to help raise money for DonorsChoose.org. They raised like $86,000 in the process of goading Stephen Colbert into coming on the show and singing the song. So,
nice.
So we're going to play both of those and then go to News and Stupid. So that'd be right about now.
I'm pretty mad at this Rebecca Black person. She just came out with a video, and this video called Friday. It's gotten over 30 million hits on YouTube. I'm pretty sure she ripped me off, because I did one just a couple weeks ago called Thursday. Check it out.
It's Thursday, Thursday's the day before Friday, and the day after Wednesday, 2 days after Tuesday, Thursday, Thursday, 3 days out from Monday, a full week from Thursday, a fortnight from the next, cereal on the cob, you go near the hubcap, cheese dip in the cup holder, how can I decide? If only my car worked, we could spend today partying, partying, but mostly saying the word partying.
Why is there a rush in here? Why exactly am I here? Did I just rhyme here with here? I am getting out of here.
That was a rapper, which makes this a real song. Fun, 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 fun.
Up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have my cereal, seeing everything time is a going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing, gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus, I see my friend. Picking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday, no one down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend.
And now it's time for...
By Devo Spices at devospice.com, compiled by roving reporter Carrie Whitney, and submitted by fans like you.
Word.
I guess it's stupid to move an innocent, cause it makes it so to me that you incriminate.
Due to the busyness of Carrie and I and the unusual nature of this episode, I wasn't able to, like, write jokes for News of the Stupid, but we do have some news stories. The first of which, submitted by Pamela Neary. Middleton, Massachusetts. A Massachusetts man who used his prosthetic leg to take down a robber says he didn't have time to think. He just reacted. Stephen Cornell peered through the window of his neighborhood convenience store in Middleton on Wednesday and saw a man pointing a gun at the owner. He tells the Salem News he had headed to tackle the thief when he left the JC Grill and Pizza, but instead stuck out his artificial leg and tripped him. Cornell and owner Edison Andrade disarmed the thief and dragged him back into the store in a chokehold before calling police. The weapon was a pellet gun. The 55-year-old Cornell lost his leg at age 12. The suspect, 23-year-old Eric Holman, pleaded not guilty to charges including armed robbery. So, you know...
He got a leg up on the situation?
Yes, and had to deal with the long arm of the law. Okay, which way are we going here? You're eating all the
logo.
Okay.
This camera.
Yeah.
London. George Lucas's movie Empire is striking back in Britain's Supreme Court against a prop designer over the iconic Stormtrooper's helmet from the Star Wars film. So far, Lucasfilm Limited has failed in attempts to stop Andrew and Answorth from selling replica costumes over the internet. Ainsworth sculpted the Galactic Warriors white helmet from the original Star Wars film in 1977. The High Court ruled in 2008 that the costumes were not works of art and not covered by British copyright law. The Court of Appeal upheld the decision the following year. Now Lucasfilm is asking the Supreme Court to rule on whether U.S. copyrights on three-dimensional words can be enforced in England. The hearing began Monday and it's set to last 3 days.
When asked for comment, an expert on the matter said, "I've altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further."
That's another episode of the Clone Wars.
Well, that reminds me, I finished watching Jedi Strikes Back.
Ooh, tell us how that one ends.
I never saw that one.
What?
Return of the Jedi. I finished watching it.
That's your one with Leonard Nimoy. I like it a lot.
And basically my summation was, so the Empire was defeated by teddy bears?
Yes. Okay.
So we're very glad you did. If you would have seen Instant Trap instead of Bad Boys, you would have been. I would have ruined it for you, wouldn't I?
What's the next story?
Hey.
Virginia firefighter accused of taking drunken joyride. Authorities in Virginia say a volunteer firefighter is accused of taking a fire truck in a drunken joyride and nearly smashing into a deputy's patrol car. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Office says in the press release that a 27-year-old Sean Richard Swanson, a volunteer firefighter in Hamilton, was speeding down a road early Saturday morning in the fire truck. The Sheriff's Office said that four other volunteer firefighters, who had also been drinking, were in the truck with Swanson. The release says a deputy had to veer into a ditch to avoid hitting the truck. The deputy turned around and pulled over the truck. Swanson was arrested and charged with driving under the influence and unauthorized use of a vehicle. A phone message left at a listing for Swanson was not immediately returned Sunday. It was probably recovered.
So, yeah.
Sounds like a bad...
He was really on fire.
In fuego.
Or so he thought. But he was really underwater.
He's all wet.
Okay. Shanghai's House of Barbie closes. Shanghai. Barbie is hitting the road as Mattel Incorporated closes down its Shanghai flagship store dedicated to the iconic brand after just 2 years. The six-story store, complete with spa, cafe, design studio, fashion stage, and shelves of Barbie and Barbie's products, closed Monday, the world's biggest toy maker said in a statement explaining that it plans to use its experience in Shanghai to reach customers across China. I have gone on a tour of China, a cartoon Barbie says on the store's website, explaining the brand is on a Barbie Pink Bus tour. Mattel is not the only foreign retailer with an extravagant investment in this huge but challenging market to change strategy. And Luke is eating.
And so be on the lookout for Carrie Dalby on Barbie Rob's Barbie Bus. Pink ears sold separately.
Ooh. Barbie's pink is not Carrie pink.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes.
Police. Ohio DUI suspect drinks in front of cop. Police in northern Ohio say a man who was asked during a traffic stop whether he'd been drinking took a swig from an open can of beer and told the officer, yes. According to Cleveland's WJW-TV, the Elyria, police report...
You weren't supposed to read that part.
Well, it's written there. I do as I'm told. Police report says 25-year-old Steven Supers was pulled over early Wednesday morning because the officer had observed him speeding. The report says that after Supers took the drink in front of the officer, he failed a series of field sobriety tests. Supers is scheduled to appear in court Tuesday on charges including driving under the influence, driving under suspension, and possession of marijuana. A message was left at his home phone number in Elyria on Thursday. Court records do not list his attorney. And I got nothing, sorry.
Nor do I.
It's like, you know, trying to set fires in front of a fireman, but the fireman's too drunk and he doesn't care.
Robber steal truck with 100 live pigs in Malaysia. Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Malaysian police say they are searching for 100 live pigs stolen from a truck by armed robbers. Police official Roslyn Beck Ahmed says three men with machetes hijacked the truck Wednesday and was leaving a pig farm in northern Perak Estate. The driver was tied up and left by the roadside. Roslyn said Friday the police had recovered the vehicle in Central Negri, Simblin State, but it was empty. He said police believe the pigs were transferred to another truck to be sold in Malaysia. The pigs are worth an estimated 83,000 ringgit, or $27,000.
Chief suspect's angry birds not questioned, but did release this statement. Snapping Arizona dog takes over family's fridge. Yuma, Arizona. A runaway dog darted into an Arizona apartment and found a cool place to hide, the bottom of the refrigerator. A Yuma Fire Department spokesman says the family told firefighters the pooch rushed into their home when they opened the front door and kept snapping at them. When they went to the fridge to get some food to try to lure the dog outside, the animal jumped in the appliance and refused to come out. Firefighters found the small black terrier-type dog crouched on the bottom shelf, snapping at anyone who approached. They used protective gear to pick up the pooch and put it in a carrier. The dog has been reported missing by someone else at the apartment complex and was returned home safely. See, whenever I get a pack of dogs, I put them in the fridge. That joke was a wiener.
Yay!
Yay. Yeah, just like Charlie Sheen.
Yep, one more story here. I'll let Carrie read it.
Yay. California woman survives 35-mile ride on minivan hood. Manteca, California. The woman desperately gripped a windshield wiper blade, her body splayed across the hood of the minivan as it raced down a Northern California freeway in the middle of the night, reaching 100 miles per hour, witnesses said. With the temperature hovering in the low 30s, Christopher Michael Carroll drove 35 miles from Manteca to nearby Pleasanton on Saturday with his wife clinging to the hood, prompting 911 calls from at least two alarmed witnesses, police said. Do I really have to read all this?
No, just read as far as you feel like.
Carol, 36, was being held without bail Wednesday at the San Joaquin County Jail on charges of attempted murder, kidnapping, and domestic assault, according to Sheriff's Department records. She kind of goes with the van to try to stop him, gets up on the hood, and is hanging onto the wiper blade, he said. She obviously didn't think he would keep driving. One witness followed Carroll most of the way and told police his speed reached 100 miles per hour. Carroll returned home where police arrested him a short time later. Before that, eventually Carroll slowed down the vehicle and his wife was able to roll off. The driver following the vehicle took the woman to a nearby hospital where she was treated for hypothermia. Kel returned home, where police arrested him a short time later. He is scheduled to appear in court Thursday, and authorities said they wouldn't know whether he has an attorney then. People are stupid, and once again, they have proven it.
You know, it's like they're filming a movie, Girls in the Hood. Get it? There's on a hood, and it's a girl, not a boy.
This has been News of the Stupid.
Hey, not all of us can write popsicle jokes for a living. So, okay. Sarah has dematerialized.
I think she went to the ladies' room.
So, on the outline here, there's some more random shit we could maybe talk about, but we don't have to talk about it.
Because I think the other people are bored.
That's very true.
I can't hit you. You're too far away.
Yes, that's true.
You throw something.
I can't eat your food, though.
Okay. Go for it.
Thanks.
Macaroni and cheese with bacon and chicken?
Yep.
Nom, nom, nom. You're supposed to speak, not eat.
Do both at the same time.
Should we, for the sake of getting it done, do What's Luke Plugging Now?
Yeah, are we going to say what songs are next, though? Or is this all in one big thing?
Oh, okay. We can just jump to the next songs. All right, okay. So the next songs are actually not songs. They are two pieces of stand-up by a couple of comedians who I picked up their CDs recently, and they're awesome. The first is Maria Bamford, who is famous from being in the Comedians of Comedy tour with Zach Galifianakis, Patton Oswalt, and Brian Posehn, and she does awesome, hilarious, funny voices. And the second is from Aziz Ansari, who is from the TV show Parks and Recreation and the movie Funny People and a lot of other stuff, and he's just a really hilarious dude. So I wanted to share these stand-up clips with y'all because, you know, stuff, because it's funny. And plus, one of them is a woman. So here you go. Here's Aziz Ansari and Maria Bamford.
Stuff!
So my parents are very religious, so I've been leaving them messages on their answering machine from the baby Jesus.
Hi, Marilyn. It's your baby Jesus. Listen, I was in town for a couple of days, so I didn't even give you a call.
You stop leaving me those messages. What messages? The ones from the baby Jesus. The baby Jesus is leaving you messages. You better call him back.
Hi, Marilyn, it's BJ. Listen, seems like we're playing phone tag. If you get a chance, give me a jingle jangle.
Honey, come on, it's creepy.
It's a baby Satan.
Stop it. Parents are very supportive. In fact, they will heckle me upon request because I try to get used to it, desensitize myself to it. Honey, you're not any good. I don't like it when you're talking. You are hurting me with your words. Women aren't funny. I didn't even think you were a woman. I thought you were a bowl or a stick. Sweetie, why don't you shut the fuck up, you stupid cunt, before I snap your neck in half. Jesus. I'm just reading what you wrote down here. It still hurts. So, working on impersonation, see if you can guess who it is. I'll do it again. Okay. It's God. Yeah. Mostly from the years 1986 through 1994, in my opinion. I can't wait till the atheists get a TV channel together.
So many friends call in and ask me, how do I testify to those I love about my lack of faith? I had a friend who came in. He finally lost his home, his job, his family, his appendages. He said, okay, I get it. There is no God. And I said, welcome home.
One thing that scares me about like Craigslist and stuff is like people go on there and they find random roommates. That's a terrifying proposition to me. Like the one time I had a random roommate, it did not go well. Like I would come in the room and it always smelled like tuna. And I'd be like, whoa, not my top five smells for the room to have. Why does it always smell like tuna? And it's because this guy liked to eat cans of Starkist tuna all the time. And you know when the juice is there at the bottom when you're finished? He'd shoot the juice back like a tequila shot. Yes, I agree. It's disgusting. If you'd approach me on the street, like, hey, Aziz, what's the most disgusting thing you can catch a new roommate doing? I'd be like, drinking the tuna juice at the bottom of a Starkist tuna can. I'd be like, man, that's a really specific answer. There's other things, like, he played the flute all the time. Nothing wrong with playing the flute, but he'd only play one song on the flute. Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, the theme song to Titanic. If you'd approach me on the street, like, hey, Aziz, what's the most annoying song a dude could play on the flute all the time? I'd be like, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, the theme song to Titanic. And you'd be like, God damn, you're really good at this game. But the craziest thing was towards the end of our time together, he was acting really weird. And I didn't know what's going on. So I asked a friend of his, I was like, hey man, what's up with this guy? And he goes, oh, he thinks he's possessed by Scar, the evil lion from the Lion King movies. Oh, yes, that happens, sure. If you'd approach me on the street, like, hey, Zeke, what's the most random Disney villain a kid could think he's possessed by? I'd be like, Scar, the evil lion from the Lion King movies. And you'd be like, sorry, it's actually the hockey team from Iceland and the Mighty Ducks 2. Now, I have a small update on that joke. I was looking around on the internet one day, and I saw this blog had written about me. And I looked in the comments thread, and some guy had written, I live with this guy. He's a douchebag. It was that fucking guy. Oh, really? I'm a douchebag, huh? Well, you don't tell all these people about how you did tuna juice shots all day. Is that... Oh, you don't talk about that. You just say, I'm a douchebag. Well, if I'm a douchebag, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to find out where that guy lives, right? And go outside his house, like outside his window, real late at night, right? And wait till it's like really late. And I'm just going to go. And he'd be like, no, the demons, they're back. Scar, get away from me. Leave me alone. What I should have done was just went on the comments thread under the username Hyenas and wrote, watch out, motherfucker.
And now it's time for...
What's Luke plugging now?
Ow! Ow!
What's at the funk?
Ugh.
What's at that funk?
Funny with the funk!
Oh, you want to read it? Okay.
Currently available for download at thefunk.com. Earworm by Devo Spice featuring MC Lars. Double Dildo song by Jesse Smith. The Super Epic Video Game Medley 2 Championship Edition by Insane Ian, which was shortened to Ince Ian, which to me stands for insurance.
Insurance Ian?
Insurance Ian.
Ian, if you're listening, that's your new job now. Go apply to be an insurance salesman.
Yes, I can totally see it. There's a Gobalud in My Zorch by TV's Kyle. Charlie Sheen by Power Salad, which was number one on the Dr. Demento show in March.
Yay!
Where Would I Be Without Me, Charlie Sheen edition by Steve Goody. Nuff Liquor by Dino Mike, great song. And I Want to Be Your Hugh Hefner by Robert Lund and Spaff.
All right.
Stop eating chips, Josh Nut. Get your chip-eating face out of the mic.
Lukeski.com store, you can get Luke and Gary's Bad Report, Best of 2010. I believe our total sales after, you know, Mid-South Con, I think we're up to 11 total
sales. Wow.
We had three seats.
Double digits all the way across the sky.
What does it mean?
Double digits, we sold double digits. Anyway, We sold 3 CDs at Mid-South Con and one more download version, so...
I'm awaiting Gen Con. That's where they're going to sell, damn it.
Shooting for 4.
No, we're up to 11.
I'm saying at Gen Con.
No, we're going to sell like 10 at Gen Con, I bet.
So, all right, where was I? So, yeah, Lukeski.com, you can get Luke and Carrie's Bad Report, Best 2010, 2-CD set thingy.
Make Luke feel like it wasn't a waste of time, yes. Although it's probably too late for that.
Art by Lukeski.com. I'm available for parties. I just booked one for July 4th, which is a Monday. So if you'd like to book me and you live in the Chicagoland tri-state area, go there and stuff. Dr. Demento Show. Yesterday was Dr. Demento's 70th birthday.
Yay!
So congratulations to Dr. D. And everyone listen to his show. Make requests. Like for Snoopy the Dog, which was number 4 on the top 10 for this month.
Yay! Yay! Or Jabba Jive, which was not on the top 10 last month.
Aww. But it could be. If you go to drdemento.com/request, you can request either of those songs.
And you can do it once a week, right?
Yes. Well, you can do it as many times as you want, but I prefer people to stick to
once a week
requesting once a week so it doesn't get obnoxious. And then, you can listen to the show at drdemento.com/online.html. Tour dates. We got PenguinCon 2011 coming up at penguincon.org, April 29th through May 1st, 2011, at the Troy Marriott in Troy, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit.
And prior to that, Carrie will be performing in the Secret Garden at Northeastern Illinois University, April 13th through April 16th, Wednesday night through Saturday night.
Okay.
Tickets, $10. Go see.
Okay. Jumping back to PenguinCon, artists who are currently slated to appear there, and this may change, MC Frontalot, The Great Luke Ski, Devo Spice, Half a Possible Oscar, Insane Ian, Power Salad, Positude, Tom Smith, Frank Hayes, Toy Boat, Gifted Gear, and Durwood Bowen.
Gear's not going either.
Who?
Gear can't make
Durwood's
it.
Durwood's not going. Make
it. Durwood's not going?
No.
Is Gear going?
I
don't
saw
think
it on his Facebook. Anyone's going to make it.
So quick, get to PenguinCon before there are...
Definitely like flies.
Yeah, I was going to be there too.
We get to PenguinCon, it'll just be like, you know, me and Eric Coleman with, like, you know, a broken speaker and a guitar string. Hi, this is all that was left. The horror.
Eric Coleman's like, horror. Hey,
okay, what shade of pink are you wearing, Gary?
Oh, I'm wearing Professor Winston again. I didn't even think about it.
Aw, shucks. All right. Ignorant stories. I filled Sarah in on this right after it happened. Some woman called me on the phone to book me for a party, and I don't know how old she was, but she had an Indian accent. She basically asked me if I would have the ability to draw 30 families, each family being about 3 to 4 people each, at a party in under 2 hours. So doing the math there, giving it 4 people a family, that's 120 people in 2 hours. And she asked me if I would give her a discount because she was getting me for 2 hours instead of 1.
Wow. So one person a minute.
Wow. I think you did your record at whatever that Oak Brook Festival,
yeah,
whatever that was. And you were doing about...
I know, I
you,
got the...
You
I got,
still had to do at least,
I got
like,
up,
every
I got
other
the,
minute.
I got an average of, 23 to 24 people at that Oak Brook party. But I just to keep it on the safe side, I keep it at 20 when I talk to people. But just the fact that she had that she thought it would be possible for me to draw that many people in that short amount of time, and then to ask me for a discount.
You should have suggested to just draw the children only.
Well, I don't know. Just to hear her say, you know, and since it's 2 hours, can I get a discount? I just went, no. I'm like, I don't even care about trying to, you know, seem...
Yeah.
You know, friendly about that particular point.
Right.
You know, because I said to her several times, I draw about 20 people an hour, so if you want to have, you know, that many people. Anyway, moving on. In the names department, I drew a girl. Now, that whole thing where you give a girl a man's name, you know, like our man's last name, like Madison or Taylor, or, you know, how that's going to become in style.
Yeah.
I drew a girl yesterday, must have been like 6. Her name was Emerson.
Emerson?
Emerson. You're a little girl. Your first name is Emerson.
That's unfortunate.
Yes.
Woke up with Lincoln Palmer.
I drew a boy who... Well, a boy. He was probably early teenager. His name was Gannon.
G-A-N-N-O-N.
I think their parents play too much.
Yeah, they play exactly. What should we name our newborn child? How about we name him after the warlock pig demon from the Legend of Zelda games?
Could have named him Bowser.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess that would have been worse.
Jumping back to the giving girls men's last names, this is almost like completely on the opposite end of the spectrum. I'm like, oh, that'd be really cool. If I had a daughter, I'd consider naming her this. Her name was Carlin.
Yeah!
Sarah's looking at me with intensity in her eyes, shaking her head ferociously.
Carlin?
Carlin will cool never name. Be a girl's name
you
in this family.
You can name our next cat, Carlin, if you really want to.
C-A-R-L-Y-N?
No, it was just Carlin. Spelled like George Carlin, you know?
Oh,
it's
okay.
So Carlin. That's
Carlin.
C-A-R-L-I-N.
If you survive knocking me up...
Yes.
No child of ours will be named Carlin.
Middle name.
Well... Why don't we barrel along here and get through the comments?
Yes, let's.
So we'll start with Josh, and then we'll go around this way. Everyone can read a comment, so you start. That was the idea.
Insane Ian says, Podcasturbation and anime, Face of Contentment, both opened for Scooter Picnic last week. One was an A-log on the Airwaves cover band, the other was a Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport cover band. Since those are both radio shows podcasts, it was weird. It was fun to guess which was which, though.
Was that actually your Insane Ian impression, or do you just do...
No, that's my random... I just came back from the bathroom, and they handed me a piece of paper to read something off of voice.
Right.
You can do that at home now. When he comes out of the bathroom, just hand him things to read. Especially if it's a popsicle stick joke.
Arkel says, I was surprised to hear Luke be so down on Use the Force, seeing as that was the song that made me a fan. I guess it's the dementia equivalent of Christopher Plummer's hatred of The Sound of Music. I disagree that Use the Force is the Sound of Music of Luke's repertoire. I would say Grease Wars is the Sound of Music.
No, I think what he's saying is that Christopher Plummer, who was in The Sound of Music, doesn't like it when people point that out.
Yeah.
Or something.
Whatever.
So he's not comparing Use the Force to The Sound of Music.
He's not down on it specifically because it's the song that made you a fan, Arkel. He has his own reasons.
And I have an addendum to that, but I'll save it for after the comments.
I got to write what I read. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right? No, you got to read it. Actually.
I got to read it too, huh? Okay, I'll try. Some dope named Ken says, love the chibi drawing. I heard the episode before going to the site, and since I listened at work, I had actually a computer where I have a computer where I can comment just after listening, unlike the one at home, which I can't. As far as Force parodies, I cannot think of many, partially because since many of Luke's and some of Carrie's songs are parodies of songs I do not know. Cruising USA was the first one that came to mind. My in-laws do the birthday amendment song you mentioned. Personally, I don't find myself a fan of it.
Nana wasn't the only person on Earth to do that birthday song addendum.
And I did do some Google searches today, and I did find other people quoting that song or variations of it online, but I wasn't able to find a page that explained where it came from. So
I have no idea.
I'm guessing it's some kind of old world thing. Before you move on, you said you thought that Cruisin' USA was a Force parody. It's a parody of Surfin' USA. In USA? Cruising USA, Surfing USA.
Okay.
That's the wordplay thing.
Okay.
Oh, wait, and another thing I wanted to interject before you move on, I'm sorry. Because I forgot to mention, we have a voice comment from Arkel, which I'll edit in here.
Hey, Luke and Carrie, it's Arkel responding to your question regarding Force parodies, your own and others. let me just go ahead and try and get both of those in one phone call. For starters, I would say Spock Star. It seemed like a Force parody to me, but it's just my opinion. As for one of my own, I've only written a couple of parodies. I don't sing, because of Article 17 of the Geneva Convention. But when I was involved with a podcast for the show Heroes called The Ninth, one of the co-hosts on that show just had like a really big crush on the Siler character. So, inspired by that, I wrote a parody of the song Freddy My Love from Grease called, well, Siler My Love, obviously. And I think that one was kind of forced because, I mean, I just happened to have ripped the Grease soundtrack to my computer that week. And I guess that one's debatable, but probably a worse example would be the song I wrote to vent my rage against my former roommate, a song called One More Roommate, which is a parody of Weird Al's One More Minute. Although, you know, Weird Al never drops the C-bomb, but which I did rather copiously. But I would say that one's actually probably a better example of a forced parody than Slather My Love was. But, yeah, like I said, I'm not going to sing either of those to you because, you know, I actually like you guys. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
And one of the things he mentioned in
2237.
One of the things he mentioned in it was he thought that the song Spock Star was a forced parody to some degree. Spock Star,
Rock Star. Spock Star, Rock Star. Wordplay.
Okay.
Again, even after explaining it, people are unclear
I heard it work at 7 in the morning, so I don't
know. Anyway, go ahead. Next comment.
Squirrel Girl says, I was driving through the Chicagoland area the other day, and I saw a billboard that said Chicagoland, and it made me think of bad rapport. I'm pretty sure there were other words on the billboard that may give an indication of its purpose in being there, but I don't remember what they may have been. I was too busy being overwhelmed by OMG, 5 lanes of traffic, and trying not to get lost and things like that.
I'm wondering if Squirrel Girl took her nickname from the song I Kissed a Squirrel and is one of Luke's ever rarer groupies.
I doubt that, but I'd be interested to find out.
So where's Chicago? I bet you saying Chicagoland. It might be. Probably more like a casino. Probably a billboard for a casino.
Yeah.
All right, Wildcard says, the coda to happy birthday that I learned was, how old are you now?
Me too.
Repeat it 4 times with the person's name instead of now in the 3rd repetition.
Yeah, except from where I'm from, they said, how old are you?
Yeah.
Instead of how old are you now.
And then in my thing, I get the kids sing how old he was to the happy birthday song.
We did.
I'm old. I hate it back.
Yeah, we did that too.
Bar One Scorpio says, Chicagoland, the Valentine's massacriest place on earth. Bring the kids on down to Uncle Scarface's speakeasy. And remember, the code word is swordfish.
Hey. History on bad form.
And if you want to see speakeasy Tommy Guns at Roosevelt
and
State Street,
comment?
If you ever want to see this.
Hey. All three at the same time then.
And by the way, Swordfish was the worst hacker movie I have ever seen.
Slightly D says, I can only identify one other forced parody, Flat 29 Choo Choo. But that one's not really your fault, because it's Slightly D's fault. I've never heard of that addition to Happy Birthday, but it sounds good. I might liberate that for my daughter. The ending we learned was, how old are you now? How old are you now? You look like a monkey and you act like one too. Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's hard to resolve without the word now, though.
I remember that one, too.
Thank you, everyone, for your comments. If you have comments for this episode, you can leave them at badreport.com, badreport.com. You can also leave messages on the voicemail line like Arkel did at 916-585-3754. That's 916-585-LUKESKI. You can also leave us an iTunes review.
No, it's
review.
Just 916-LUKESKI.
What? Huh?
You said 916-585-LUKESKI.
Oh. I'm sorry, I'm dumb.
There's too many numbers there.
916-LUKESKI. You can also go to iTunes and buy the album No Hussein and then go leave us a review.
Yeah.
Preferably a 5-star one.
Or maybe even buy our best of. Is that on iTunes yet?
No. None of my stuff is on iTunes except the stuff that the Pump put out.
We could put that on iTunes, though.
We could. Anyway, so I wanted to follow up on the topic of forced parodies. I realized now, well, not now, I realized a few days ago, I left the most egregious forced parody I've ever done off of this list. Why? Because it was a hidden track and therefore wasn't on the backs of the CDs when I was looking at them. Quite a man for an Al fan. That is indeed the worst example of a forced parody I ever did.
Yeah.
Because Pretty Fly for a White Guy and Quite a Man for an Al fan
it makes no sense. It has nothing to do with each other. It was just that song was so popular at that point in time,
yeah.
And I wanted so bad to turn it into a song that was a tribute to Al, that I forced those two ideas together. So I think that tops Use the Force in the Force parody department. And here's another interesting fun fact. I don't know if anyone at this table knows this. When I took my 99 trip out to California to be on the Dr. Demento show to preview Carpe Dementia for him and promote the dementia.
Back in the days when you had to drive out to California to be interviewed on his show,
yes.
Like Devo Spice.
Yes. Well, truly, the technology exists now.
Yes.
Plus, I'd never been to California before, so it was another reason. Anyway,
yeah.
So me and Steph got to meet up and have dinner with Bermuda at a Denny's or something. So I wanted him to hear the song. So this was before Running With Scissors came out.
Uh-huh.
But the songs were recorded. So John listened to my song, Quite a Man for an Al Fan, knowing that Pretty Fly for a Rabbi was coming out.
Yeah.
And he had to sit there and pretend that he didn't know, or that he, you know, he couldn't tell me that,
yeah.
You know, Al's parodying that. So it's,
I was gonna eat that chip.
It's you know, weirdly, you know, a weird coincidence that I did this song in tribute to Al, and then Al did another parody of it of his own.
Yeah.
And if people didn't know that information, that mine came first, it, you know, might just seem like, oh, well, Luke just parodied that because Al did. It's like, no, I did mine first.
Well, Gump.
Gump, yeah.
Well, yeah. But I have a suspicion with one of the tracks.
Oh!
Just put that anywhere.
You're supposed to applaud, aren't you?
That's mean.
Say, oh, God.
It's not
John
mean.
John and Freuda.
So, anyway. So I want to state for the record, I have a feeling it's not my song. I think history will repeat itself on one of the tracks on the Weird Al 26 and a half tribute album that me and Carrie and others have been doing tracks for. I have a suspicion that
Al's going to parody it?
Yeah, that Al's going to parody something that somebody else parodied that's a pop hit from last year in tribute to Al. But I don't want to give away anything else beyond that. But it's... that's just my prediction.
Eat that?
Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead. I see you looking at it.
Okay, one more thing before we go, I want to make sure we do, because this happened this morning with Sarah. On my computer, I have that Avast antivirus thing, and it has a setting on it. I don't know if I'm hoping there's a setting so that we can turn this voice off.
There is, I just never did.
But like 20, like once every day or so,
yeah.
I'll be sitting there and all of a sudden, yeah, there's a Avast virus database has been updated.
Avast virus database has been updated. It's a woman's voice.
So, except on his computer, for some reason, it resonates through the entire house. It's so loud.
You got me the good speaker for it. So
great.
So this morning it goes off.
Well, Avast GLaDOS, pretty much.
It goes off and Avast virus database has been updated. And then Sarah says,
shut up.
Just like the Looking for Things sketch. At which point I laughed for about 2 minutes straight. Avast virus database has been updated. Shut up. It just floored me. So that's that. Okay, so all right, we're gonna go out on we may record other segments for this podcast,
and we gotta close up the show before I end up eating everything left on
yes.
the table.
So things might be out of order in a time jumpy way, but you already know that by now. Anyway, we're gonna go out with a couple of songs, the first of which is a song done by John Bermuda Schwartz of Weird Al's band when he was doing stuff under the name The John Schwartz Project. It's a cover version of The Ballad of Woodsy Owl. So there you have it. So thank you for tuning in. I'm Luke.
And I'm Carrie.
I'm Warren Sandler.
I am Ken.
I am a meat popsicle. And
in other words, I'm Luke's one.
And I am Jack's unexplained rash. Thanks for tuning in to Bad Rapport. See you all next time. Goodbye. Okay.
I wonder how many people are going to get the reference I made.
Zero.
Smokey Bear has got a pal who is always on the prowl. Woodsy is his name, you know. He's the anti-pollution owl. Woodsy Owl has got a home on the big branch of a tree. When he looks from left to right, town and forest he can see. Give a hoot, don't pollute your good outdoor manners show. Leave a trail that's nice and clean wherever you may go. Give a hoot, don't pollute, once the owl knows what is best. Help him check pollution in the north, south, east, and west. Woodsy's eyes are wide alert, and his hooter goes, giving out a warning sound when he sees things that pollute. This great country is our own, and it's up to us to care. Woodsy Owl will lead the way, so come on, let's do our share. Give a hoot, don't pollute your good outdoor manners show. Leave a trail that's nice and clean wherever you may go. Give a hoot, don't pollute, Woodsy Owl knows what is best. Help him check pollution in the north, south, east, and west.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah. A different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit. And damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah. Can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what else?
A different city every night. Oh,
yeah.
I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Basketball with the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million the air just for the heck of it. But keep the 520 tins and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
What else?
A different city every night. Oh,
yeah.
I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire. Be a billionaire, uh-huh.
so fucking bad.
You're listening to Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport.
You worry too much. Eat some bacon. What? No, I got no idea if it'll make you feel better. I just made too much bacon.
Leave comments for this episode at badrapport.com or call 916-LUKE-SKI.